Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And we all are in kind of a crazy place now with this election and what's going on. What can we expect to happen in our country? It's very important. The future of our country is at stake. And we have two candidates who are vying for office. The others really don't have a chance. And one or the other. And a lot of people don't like either. And they're both politicians. Both have some great strengths and some questionable strengths, some more than others. So to help us understand them better, Trump and Clinton, I've done some shows already about their hands, how their hands are shaped, and what that had hand readers analyze them. We've done human design charts of them, and we've done card readings about them using the playing cards, understanding which cards they're born to and how they're pursuing their lives according to their cards. And now we're going to look at their personalities and actually the way the planets are moving at this point toward the election and what to expect using Vedic astrology. And I'm not that familiar with Vedic astrology. It has a lot to do with normal astrology, but it has its own unique understandings. And so to help us understand how to understand Clinton and Trump better, I've asked a Vedic astrologer to be in the program and help us see what their charts reveal about them. And so we're going to be speaking with Gilberto Pichinich, who really is a fascinating guy and really knows his astrology. So we want to find out so much. Gilberto, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, I'm so glad because you've given me a synopsis already of what you're going to talk about, and it's very dynamic. And it's helpful to understand the astrological Vedic charts that these candidates have been born to. What is it about Hillary, for instance, and her chart that stands out to you?
Well, what stands out for me is her ascendant, her first house, for instance, is very powerfully placed. She's Libra ascendant in the Vedic system. So the ruler of that is Venus, which is in her first house as well, the Sun and Mercury, which makes her have a lot of force, a lot of power, and it creates a yoga that makes you prominent and influential among the masses. Her second house, which is among every house, has of course many dimensions. Her second house, for one thing, is about resources, but it's also about speaking. So as far as speaking, her second house has Jupiter in it and the South Node, which gives her an ability to really project herself and to speak well and to speak or to sound all-encompassing, to be very, very politically charming and to really get out there and orator. An orator. She's a natural-born orator, as is Trump as well. He has the same Jupiter in the second house. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And
they both have Jupiter in their second house, so they both are here to have resources and have the ability to project their voices.
Yeah, they have a great expansion with that, and they both have the ability. For instance, Trump has Neptune in the second with Jupiter, which gives him he can hypnotize. These people have to be really great salesmen to be a good politician, to be a great businessman. You have to be a great salesman to be able to get people to believe what you're telling them, like, or to. And so he has that, and Hillary has something like that as well, which is the South Node, which also gives you kind of a hypnotic. I don't know if it's. I mean, we call it charisma sometimes, but it's an ability to get people to listen to you and to get them interested in what you're saying and to I don't want to say cast a spell, but in a way, it's kind of like that.
Right, and obviously they both have done that. There are spells on everybody on both sides.
Yeah. Exactly.
In different ways.
Yeah, really.
But what is it about their charts? Why is Trump so difficult to appreciate in his honesty and integrity?
Yeah. Well, probably. Well. Why is he difficult to appreciate? His first house has Mars, and his Mars is so powerful. It's in a particular, because his first house is Leo, and his Mars ends up being has a special power to it called the Obakura.
Yeah, it's a warrior.
He's a total warrior, and he really just pushes forward. He doesn't stop.
Right,
and being his moon is also Scorpionic, so it's that's a double warrior on top of that. So
they have to be tricky. Warriors have to win in war.
He's cunning. He's shrewd. He's so shrewd. I mean, his moon in Scorpio really knows how to. He can undermine what somebody else is saying. I mean, he really, everything, I didn't watch the debate. I watched a little bit of it, but he was really able to, she would say, I have the experience, and he would say, yeah, but it's bad experience. So he's able to go back and forth and really turn it to his side very well. And he'll do that constantly. He's brilliant at that kind of thing, which is to undermine someone else's position and to make it to your advantage. So that's the moon in the fourth working that to see where someone is standing and to take that from under them and constantly bring them in a weaker place. That's what a warrior does. He positions himself so that the other person is at a disadvantage, so that, of course, he could triumph. Trump triumph.
Right. And what is it in Hillary's chart that makes her so vulnerable?
Makes her vulnerable?
Right. Why is she such
question.
A target?
That's a great question. Yeah, that's good. Her.
I know I'm surprising
she
you
has,
with my question.
She has Neptune. Her Neptune is in the Neptune in the 12th house that's a vulnerability aspect. There is a possibility of connecting to the masses and seeing it from a compassionate way. And there is that side. I don't know if it's demonstrated. I mean, I know what her decisions have been, but there is that side. You know, there is that vulnerability. And she is, after all, it is Venus. She is ruled by Venus, so there is a softness, and that could be termed as vulnerable. I mean, Trump is Mars. She is a Venus. She's Libra rising. Her Venus is in the first house. There's a ton of intelligence there, but there is that more vulnerable. She's not going to come off that aggressive. You know, it's going to be more of a iron fist in the velvet glove kind of thing.
But she's still a warrior. She's still somebody who is
absolutely her tenth. Her house of career has Mars in it, So there is that push to get up in career and to get up
right.
as Mars well as
a warrior, career warrior. She's
yeah,
to,
and as well as Saturn in the tenant. So that bring that really elevates you to a high position.
Saturn is where our lessons are too.
Yeah,
and so that might be what her vulnerability is that she can't help but be a warrior in in that position, but she also that's her, where her lessons are. So she has Mars and Saturn, so her lessons are her warriors in her warrior spirit.
Yes, yes.
So that becomes her shadow.
Her moon, her moon is also is very weakly placed. It's in the fifth house. It hasn't this intelligence there, this creativity, but it's also weakly placed. So she's got that warrior side, but her other side might be. It's not that well pronounced. So she's like, okay, I'm going to be a warrior because that's how you get ahead. Because there is ambition. I mean, there is quite a bit of ambition in both their charts, of course. They've gotten as far as they've gotten, but it's definitely demonstrated in Hillary's chart with the North Node in the eighth house. That's the push forward, and also Mars in the tenth, and that's the career, push forward. But her. Okay, so that's that side of the brain, but the let's say the right side of the brain, which is the more feminine, that's a little bit on the that's like a second. She doesn't really function with that so much, She doesn't bring that out, and if she brought that more out, she might be more popular. So if she brought more the feminine aspect of being
right. So the Mars, and even her lessons at Mars. Dominate her in a way that it overrides all the finesse of and heartfulness that she could have.
Yes,
that's too bad. Yeah. And so so then moving forward with these designs, there's also the transits of where the planets are going to be now through the election to. Talk about who can possibly win this, and I sent it to you. I had an analysis by another Vedic astrologer who felt that Trump had too many good things going for him to not lose. He had to win, and then but you see it as. Hillary is in a good place to win, and Saturn is interfering with Trump too much?
Yeah. Well.
So his lessons interfere with his.
Yeah,
I
read that analysis, and I agree. I just came up with a different conclusion. I mean, everything he said is definitely within the. Vedic astrology, and it's all Hillary's sun, which is in the first house. She's in a sun cycle, so in Vedic astrology, so there are different levels of transits, and the first type you could say are the cycles, which are more powerful than the actual transits, and that's like throughout your life. Let's say you're born, within a Jupiter cycle. She was born with a Jupiter cycle. And then that lasts for a certain amount of time. And then Jupiter becomes Saturn. Then Saturn is from. It's kind of like you incarnate into a stage. And that stage, there's a main character that's there with you. And then
right,
after
so
a while,
the stage right now.
There's a different main character that plays all the dramas with you. So the Saturn, the planets in Sanskrit are called grahas, which is grasp. So you're grasped into this energy, and then there are different people who express that energy, different experiences, different inner landscape, the psyche, all are influenced by this energy. And so you go through that.
But this other astrologer says that her sun is in its deepest debilitation.
Yes, it is, exactly.
Okay.
It is because the sun is ruled by Aries and her sun is in Libra. And so that brings the sun to a weak. So that makes it very weak. And that's in her first house as well. So although she has Mercury and Venus, then Venus is the ruler of her chart. So that doesn't make it as weak as if it was alone there. So she does have support. There's tons of support. Now, when she's been in this sun cycle, she still is in the sun cycle, in the sun Rahu, which is the north node cycle, during the election, and actually it'll go into Rahu, and then the third level will be Rahu Ketu. So that is not the strongest that she could be, but that doesn't make her weak. You know, that makes her weaker than you know, it's all relative, of course, relative to a very powerful chart. I mean, this is truly a powerful chart that she has. Relative to that, it is a weaker place to be than she could had it happened, let's say, when it goes into Jupiter in March, then it would be a Sun Jupiter, and that would be a lot stronger for her.
But that's next March. If she could delay the election until March. No, but that's good in terms of if she wins the election, then March would be a good time for her of building the
exactly.
government. So the thing is just that, is she in the weakest stage to lose this, or is she just in a weak stage because she's not dominating?
Right.
And Trump, you know, what stage is he in? You know, according to this other Vedic astrologer, he's in a winning stage, but you don't feel that.
He's actually, there are a lot of very powerful positive aspects to Trump during the election and now. Okay, so he's going through Mars. He's in the North Node Mars stage, and because Mars is again powerfully placed in his first house, he's really projecting out there. So his stage right now is North Node, which is great for him because his North Node too is in the 10th house of career, and his career house also has the sun in it. So and that's his rulership. So it's the North Node. So he's the king. You know, he's the king up there.
Right, but it doesn't mean he's going to win the election. It doesn't mean he's going to win the election.
No, it doesn't.
Candidate.
This is what happened. So in mid-October, he changes from North Node Mars Sun to North Node Mars Moon. Now his Moon is in a very specific, very vulnerable place right now because it's being aspected by Saturn, and when Saturn gets your Moon, you really brought it's in Vedic astrology, in classic Vedic astrology, it's called Sade Sate. It's a 7.5 year period, and the first 2.5 years is easier, and the last 2.5 years, but the middle 2.5 years is when Saturn is right in the same house as your Moon, and that's really, you really brought to your knees at some point. You're brought to a place where is not where you have your power, where it's not where
let's just look at that with Trump. He's being brought to his knees in many ways now. He's being attacked on so many levels, and that might mean that he loses the election. Because he's brought to his knees, so that's good to understand that he has. They both have some debilitation in their charts, and they both have some strength in their charts. They're both powerful people.
Yeah,
and you know, so it's good to see that you know they each have vulnerabilities, and you're feeling that Trump has perhaps the strongest vulnerability.
Feel that this Saturn on his Moon will. Now, mid-October, he goes from North Node Mars Sun to North Node Mars Moon, And so that moon is going to be highlighted to some extent. You know, I mean, there's still that powerful North Node Mars, but now it's not going to be the sun in the 10th house near Rahu, the career house. Now it's going to be, okay, now let's talk about the moon, Donald. Let's see where your fourth house aspects are. Let's see what's going on at this level, you know. So he could start losing. He could start losing in the polls around then.
I would imagine he will, because of all of the attacks against him, and the debates. I don't think are in his favor.
Yeah.
Also, he has. I looked in his human design transit for this year, and he has a trait called terminal disease. And it means that all hope is lost. And so he has something in his chart that is pretty bad. And then, but he has humility in there, and he has, you know, the need to correct. He also has abuse of power. And so,
yes.
Again, there's, you know, there are different elements here.
Oh, so you did find in the human design, humility did come up.
Well, we didn't talk about the transits in the cycles in the human design program that we did.
Uh-huh.
And Hillary has one of her traits for this next year is the saint who lives by the highest principles, and also the need to find escapes. And so she has a very determined chart in this next year, and that's very, you know, she doesn't have as many negatives. So we'll see. I guess, you know, there's a lot that can happen that this can reveal. These charts, Vedic astrology, human design, can reveal information that you can allot to either outcome. So
yes, there
but,
is,
but,
and there is a humility. It's funny because there was a. I found it also that in Trump's chart there is a. It's as if there is a strong desire. I don't know if it's a desire, but there is a lesson in humility, and this is what that moon is indicating. This is what that Saturn on that moon is bringing it to. I mean, he's got a very particular moon, which is at the end of a water sign, and these points only exist at a few points at the end of a water sign, the beginning of the fire sign, which border each other, and it's called Gandhata, which is like a knot at the end of a rope, which is very hard to untie, and so this is, and the way I see his chart, it's also because it's in the fourth house, which is a moksha house, which is a house of greater enlightenment, it's called. And so this is for him to, it's a big, he's going through some big lesson over these next 3 years. I mean, something is really going to bring him to some greater humility than what he has. So whatever experience he's even been going through is bringing him to some, at some level. And maybe this will be, maybe this will show up. You know,
I don't think being elected president will create more humility in him.
No, it's definitely a feather in his egoic cap. I mean,
right. Yeah. So it's so dynamic right now. The question marks, the fears people have, and the public's response is amazing. The revelations we have about the public that. There's so many terrible things that Trump is being accused of, and yet his support doesn't seem to waver that much, and that's pretty wild.
But
Hillary,
it might be the moon might indicate something that has to do with women, with the women. So that might come off. That might really start kicking in once that cycle begins, which is in October, mid October.
Wow. Yeah, there's so much that he can get into trouble for.
Yeah,
and Hillary is not so much that she can get into trouble for as there are just these attacks and accusations that people don't seem to care what the accusations are about. They're, you know, she hasn't done any of the things that Trump has done, and yet people, you know, can't stand her. And I think a lot of it has to do with misogyny. I think, certainly, historically, in almost every case that when women come to power in high office or seek high office, there's a huge vilification against them. It's amazing how this society can't stand the fact that women can gain power. And so people don't understand how subconscious that is and how difficult it is to manage in this society.
When it's on
an unconscious level of misogyny, and they don't realize how they're buying into hating a woman and not giving her a chance. So, but we're getting near the end of the show. Gilberto, this is really wonderful to talk about this and hear from you what is going on in these charts.
Thank you.
What is there any contact information for you that we can have?
Sure. You can contact me at my website, astrogilberto.com, or my email, astrogilberto@hotmail.com.
Gilberto, but it's
Gilberto. Astrogilberto@hotmail.com.
Astro, right. Yeah, that's great. And I really am happy that you could do this for us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Give us more to think about. And it's certainly nothing that's conclusive, but it's certainly opportunity here.
Yes.
So,
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Perfect.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. And I'd love to hear from you. I'm at Peter@HeartRiver, HEART River.org, or 212-222-7748. Heart River is a school that I started and I teach classes at. I'd love to have you join us. They're online, and you can look at the website, HeartRiver.org, and see what is going on. I'll be teaching a big Keys to Intuitive Empowerment class